the awake watch. You must have noticed some people train their minds unconsciously to be more accurate on something. For instance, shoemakers focus more on people's shoes, barbers on their hair and beard, clothes, retailers, blah blah blah. In Panjwani area in Iraq on the mountains, we found a martyr who had been there for a long time, that his legs were rotten and shattered in his boots. I forgot to talk about our first line. I wanted to say I was a horologist before. Maybe that's the reason I noticed the white watch behind the martyr's hand. When I looked closer, I realized it was still working. It was pretty weird that the watch was awake and working correctly on a body which was lying there for so long. I opened the back of the watch, although I knew I made sure it had no batteries, but this was almost impossible. We transferred the martyr to the Ascension and I took the watch home out of my curiosity. I was thinking about the watch the whole night. The watch was asleep when I woke up in the morning. I mean, it worked behind the hand of a martyr who was not moving and not on mine, despite I'm apparently awake. Maybe it sounds strange, but I felt like I shouldn't have taken the watch from the martyr, even for a few hours. Now, after years, I still don't know whether someone had ordered the watch to work, or the watch liked to keep the moments alive behind the hand of that martyr.